Jesus says in Mark chapter 7, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There's nothing outside the man which can defile him if it goes into him, but the things which proceed out of the man are what defile the man." The religious leaders had gotten so caught up in the dietary laws of what they should and shouldn't eat that they had lost sight of other areas of life. Jesus was teaching the people that their need for personal accountability and righteousness went far beyond observing food restrictions. Personal contamination was actually more a result of their words and deeds. It's not how we keep the rules that makes us righteous before God, it's the condition of our hearts. In fact, there are many people who spend their time focused on all kinds of things that in the end don't really matter. Long ago, a deeply disappointed young man arrived at West Point. He came all the way from Wisconsin to enter the military academy, and that was in a day when it took a long time. He had found several documents were needed before he could even get in. As you can imagine, his heart just sank. He had dreamed of being a soldier and attending West Point for a military education. He had spent 2 months walking and riding on freight trains to make that journey from Wisconsin. A guard stopped him when he tried to enter the barracks and explained the necessary requirements to get in. That young man was heartbroken and cried as he turned away. Well, the Savior says that there will be many disappointed people at the Last Judgment. People who imagined they were going to get into heaven, and yet they didn't make any preparation for it. They will be turned away. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Don't waste your time doing superficial things that have the appearance of godliness but are actually just for show. Spend your energy developing the inner priorities of righteousness and a strong relationship with Christ.